In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
For the foe, well we know, is a harvest reaping while the saints lie sleeping. As we now enter Holy Week, do the saints in this place find themselves sleeping? Here we are right in the middle of the quarter, papers due almost every week, vicarage placements and calls just 2 weeks away. But even as we engage in all of our ecclesiastical endeavors, that's what you're about as you prepare to become pastors and deaconesses in the church. Could it be that Satan is working right now to reap a harvest among us? The evangelist St. Mark leaves no doubt that Jesus' disciples were oblivious to such scheming plots of the devil. When the woman anoints Jesus' feet with the costly ointment, they scold her, even though their master showed no disapproval as she broke open the fragrant spice. And when Jesus warned his followers that they would all fall away, and that Peter would in fact deny his Lord 3 times, they would have none of it, swearing that they would die with him before ever denying him. Not surprising, we're better attuned at recognizing Satan's scheming when it's others who are his targets. So when Judas goes to the high priest to devise his plot to betray Jesus, and when we hear that these religious leaders were glad that they now had a spy on the inside, well, it's much easier to identify the culprits. We do it today, pointing our fingers at those higher critics who have run roughshod over the sacred scriptures, the rabid secularists who would leave no room for the church in our society, the abortion proponents who continue their obvious denial of the truth as they target the most vulnerable among us. No one denies that Satan has raised a vast army of evil foes against Christ and his church. But as Jesus warned his disciples, much more sinister is the enemy within. The smug, self-righteous Pharisee who takes residence in your own heart. So heed his warning. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Your Lord, however, does more than simply warn. Through his patient journey to the cross, he is securing the victory over Satan for you. In the garden, he prays for God's will to be done, knowing perfectly well the agony that will entail. As he, the very Lamb of God, is led to slaughter, bearing the sin of all humanity, every vile act and every shameful thought. All this he accomplishes not because of any merit or worthiness in you, but only out of his fatherly divine goodness and mercy, his innocent blood shed on your behalf so that you may be his own. You might think that since Jesus knew that his disciples would all fall away, that he was just leading them into a hopeless battle, unarmed and unawares. But he had, in fact, armed them well for battle. When he gave them his body and blood to eat and to drink, it was very God, a very God, who was being united to them. No longer was it simply a relationship of teacher and disciples, of shepherd and sheep. This was a new covenant, blood poured out for the remission of sins, the head gathering together his body in order to nourish it. And so it is whenever we eat this bread and drink this cup. Your Savior dwells in you, and you in him. That's nothing other and life eternal. He prepares this table for your feasting, for your salvation, precisely so that you may watch and pray and enter not into temptation, as Jesus himself lives and works in you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.